airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Welcome to the High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon.
And I'm Sky Ronstadt.
And we've got a really, really fun high school show coming up for you. You want to talk about the interview?
Yeah, so today we interviewed David from Habitat for Humanity, and we had a really good interview with him.
And we're also going to have some high school happenings, community events, and some rockin' music, or maybe not rockin' music.
It's going to be rockin'.
It's going to be rocking.
Yep.
How about we play some Elton John right now?
Let's do that.
All right, Elton John here on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Had a no-go, Chevy and You can get the word out about your North Shore business with the help of your local community radio station. KTWH can inform listeners about your business and what you have to offer. It lets them know you believe in and support local community radio. There are many underwriting opportunities available to help KTWH continue to grow and offer the programming we provide your community. You can contact us at 218-595-6195 to learn how underwriting and KTWH is good for you, your business on the North Shore, and your community. 218-595-6195. Two Harbors Community Radio.
Welcome back to the High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Let's reintroduce ourselves. My name's Jackson Leon.
And I'm Sky Ronstad.
And it's time for the High School Happenings Community Events. I'll start you off with the High School Happenings, which can be found on polarleague.org. Starting with Friday, August 30th, at 1 p.m., there is a boys varsity soccer game at Hermantown. And at 7 p.m. tonight, the varsity football team plays in Cloquet for the first game of the season. Skipping ahead to Tuesday, September 3rd, 5 p.m., the junior high football game. The time has been changed to 5, and that is at ESCO, or against ESCO, at Two Harbors High School. 5:45 p.m., C team volleyball game at Two Harbors High School going against Proctor. JV game is at the same time at THHS, and following those at 7 p.m. is the girls varsity volleyball game that is also against Proctor at THHS. And skipping ahead to Thursday, September 5th, at 4 p.m. there is a junior high football game against Carlton High School at Carlton High School. 5 p.m. a C team football game against Proctor at Eggerdahl Field. 5 p.m. a girls JV soccer game against Grand Rapids at THHS. 5 p.m. also a girls varsity soccer game against Grand Rapids at THHS. 5 p.m. we have a boys varsity soccer game against Ashland at Ashland High School. And at 5 p.m. we also have a girls varsity swimming meet against Virginia at Virginia High School. 5:45, a girls C team and a girls JV volleyball game against ESCO at THHS. And following those at 7 p.m. is the girls varsity volleyball game against ESCO at the Two Harbors High School Middle Gym. That's all I have. And Sky, go ahead and take it away with the community event announcements.
Community event announcements are aired Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m., Friday at 8 a.m., 11:55 a.m., and 6 p.m., and during our Saturday morning mix at 9 a.m. If you would like to submit an event to be included in our community event announcements, you can go to ktwh.org and click Submit a Community Event in the middle of the homepage. On the Beet Farm this week, Leslie and Carl are hosting Pastor Mark Peters. Join us live in studio in the Harbor Landing Building on Friday, August 30th at 5 p.m. or listen at 99.5 FM or at ktwh.org. An encore broadcast will be aired on KTWH on Sunday, September 1st at 3 p.m. September is the month where you can support all local Rotary functions by buying roses. The Rotary Rose Sale allows the North Shore Rotary Club to host family events such as Light Up the Park and art activity booths at Chocolat. Rotary also funds college scholarships for Two Harbors and Silver Bay students, hosts exchange students, and sends local students abroad. If you have no particular need for roses, you can still purchase kindness roses, which will be used for random acts of kindness in our town. To order roses, email NorthShoreRotaryClubTH@gmail.com or contact Lana Schwab at 218-595-0532. The Two Harbors Public Library is hosting a reading from Jim Johnson's book, Text for Our Nomadic Future. Jim Johnson has published 9 books of poetry. While his books feature local history and culture, his most recent, Text for Our Nomadic Future, also focuses on the importance of plants and animals. He is a formal Duluth Poet Laureate now living in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Isabella, Minnesota, supported by the Friends of the Library. Friday, August 30th, 3 p.m. at the library. Do you have feelings about what programs KTWH should air? Do you want to support the radio in growing its listenership and underwriting support? After a summer hiatus, Two Harbors Community Radio Community Advisory Board, CAB, will meet monthly once again. CAB members advise the radio on all things connected with its mission. CAB meets at the library, generally the second Tuesday of the month from 12 to 1. The first meeting will be Tuesday, September 10th. Bring a bag lunch or a friend. To learn more, contact Katya Gordon at 218-290-5975. Youth Mental Health First Aid Training. Northland Healthy Minds, with support from the St. Louis County Family Services Collaborative, will be offering free youth mental health first aid classes this fall. Youth mental health first aid teaches you how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance use disorders. This training is being offered free of charge on Thursday, September 12th, 12 to 4 p.m., and Friday, September 13th, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the St. Louis County Public Safety Building in Duluth. Lunch and refreshments provided. Register online at northlandhealthyminds.org/ymhfa.html. Questions? Contact Larissa Sandretsky at 218-393-3398 or at info@northlandhealthyminds.org. The Two Harbors Farmers Market is every Saturday now through October 5th from 9 to noon at the Cedar Spoken Gear, just north of former Shopko store. The Farmers Market features locally grown produce, starter plants, arts, craft, houseplants, and baked goods.
All right, thank you very much, Skye. And now we're going to hear a quick message from one of our KTWH volunteers. And after that, you're going to hear Skye Ronstadt talking with a Habitat for Humanity volunteer about their upcoming project here in Two Harbors. Listen to KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Tick tock, tick tock. Usually that sound feels like hurry up. But here at KTWH, we invite you to slow down when you hear the syncopated clock and listen to a great story on Literally from the North Shore. Weekdays from 1 to 1:30, we offer works from local and regional authors, as well as some of those classics you may have forgotten or never got around to reading. And good news! If you miss an episode, you can find it on our website, ktwh.org. Each week, we will post the episodes from the prior 2 weeks, plus a rundown of what is airing this week and in the weeks to come. Please tune in for a good story and an antidote to the so many books, so little time syndrome. We'll be waiting for you every weekday at 1 o'clock, here on Literally from the North Shore.
You're listening to The High School Show at KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. I'm here today with David from Habitat for Humanity. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing really awesome, and I tell you, I'm just so happy to be here as somebody who's done community radio with high school students. This is really important work. Community radio, informing people, engaging people, building community. It's awesome to be here with you folks this morning.
Great. We're so happy to have you. So can you describe your mission a little bit? Tell us about what you kind of do.
Right. Habitat for Humanity, we build strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. We do this by partnering with families, lower-income families, and the larger community. And we're building and repairing homes in our four-county service area, including Lake County. And as a result of this work, we have families just in a much better position. New homeowners who are building well, they're becoming more engaged with their communities. Older adults, we have this really cool age-in-place program, and this is working with older adults who need exterior repair work, fixing stairs, decks, sidewalks, so they're safer, they have better access, they're less likely to trip, hurt themselves. We're excited. We're going to be doing a set of these projects up in Two Harbors the week after next, September 9th through the 12th. We're going to be in the community doing six projects with a bunch of great volunteers, a bunch of great community support.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how are these projects like funded, and who helps you guys out in the community?
Yeah, I mean, it's all through partnerships. We're very fortunate this year to have some new funding partners. The Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation, for example, is one of our partners. The Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation, it's called the Two Harbors Fund. They're supporting some of this work. Essentia, the community fund, especially with Age in Place. I mean, Age in Place, if you invest in it, it saves medical costs. If you spend $1,000 on a repair project, you'll save $7,000 on average in Medicare costs. So the medical community really recognizes the value of this. We also have some really good partners in the Two Harbors community. Stanley LeBounty, we just received an incredible donation of tools from those folks. They also are going to be providing us with some financial support. We have a nice grant from Stanley LeBounty, and they have volunteers. These are highly skilled, motivated folks who will be working with us a couple days during our work week. We're talking with the Louisiana Pacific folks about being involved as volunteers. Churches, a number of our community churches in Two Harbors, they'll be hosting lunches, they'll be providing volunteers, and then also just some of the local businesses. So Yeah, we just sort of round these people up, gather them around the lower income older adults, and we get a lot of good work done.
Yeah, that's incredible. So how can people in Two Harbors or around in the area, how can they get involved with your organization? How can they volunteer?
Yep, the way Habitat works is the community owns the mission. And so having community stakeholders right in the middle of things is very important. For example, we have our construction committee. We have a Two Harbors resident, Dwayne Wagner. He's the chair of that committee. So you can become involved as a committee member, a board member, a volunteer. And the way to get involved as a volunteer is you can reach out to us. Go to our website, wlshabitat.org. You can find out about volunteering opportunities there. If you want to just directly email our program and volunteer associate, Madeline, her email address is volunteer@wlshabitat.org, or you can give her a call at 218-722-3875, extension 406.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I know a lot of people are very busy in their day-to-day lives. So is there any flexible volunteer schedule that people could get involved with if they can't do the whole workload?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There may only be a handful of people that are involved all 4 days of our work up in Two Harbors, but many folks, they're plugging in for a day, even a half day. Some folks at the churches, for example, are preparing lunch, right? So they might start, 10 o'clock, make up a nice lunch, serve it, and then do cleanup. So, a four-hour stretch works really well for getting a lunch prepared and served and cleaned up from.
Yeah.
There's also opportunities if folks want to be involved helping us out with social media, helping us out administratively with some of our office tasks. Now, granted, our main office is in Superior, but, you can travel down there. And some of the stuff can be done remotely. Within this day and age of digital technology, there are things we can do remotely.
Right, for sure. If people can't volunteer, can they at least donate to your cause?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the reality is it takes money to get work done.
Right.
And we want volunteers to have an incredibly high level of experience. In fact, this week we've been working with volunteers in the Duluth Superior communities. We'll have over 300 hours of volunteer contribution this week from the Wells Fargo company, the Wells Fargo employees. By the way, there's a Wells Fargo branch in Two Harbors, and we've had some Wells Fargo volunteers in the Two Harbors community. Financially is very important. We shared some of our, funders, larger, foundations and companies. Individual support is huge. In fact, the funders, when they see that individuals are supporting a nonprofit organization, that reinforces their desire to partner, right? Because when we invest together, the sum is greater than the parts.
For sure. So back specifically to the Age in Place program, how would eligible adults apply for this service?
Right. Well, we have on our website, if you go there and you can just click on the Age in Place link, it'll take you to a page that will give you sort of up-to-date information on what's going on. In fact, on that page, it's talking about Two Harbors. Also, there's a link there that'll get you to an application. So you can download that application, print it off, and fill it out and either email it back to us, scan it. Depends on what you have as equipment, If internet is not your thing, that's perfectly fine. Just get a hold of us at that volunteer@wlshabitat.org email. We'll mail you an application, right? We can do this via U.S. mail as well as via the internet.
Right.
We also, and by the way, we did a set of these projects up in Silver Bay earlier this summer, and Silver Bay's in Lake County, so the Lake County Chronicle, they did an awesome news article about the work we did up in Silver Bay. There's lots of ways to learn about what we're doing and how to engage with us.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you for coming to talk with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we go off the air?
We just as an organization have a ton of things to be grateful for. I mean, we've been really getting good solid traction the last few years. Building houses. We dedicated a new house in Superior, Wisconsin earlier this summer. We're going to be dedicating another one in Duluth, actually in a couple weeks, a week from Sunday. You're welcome to come down. If anyone from Two Harbors wants to see a Habitat house, come down to Duluth on September 8th, Sunday, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to have a home dedication at 2412 West 1st Street. It's really easy to get there, too. It's just right off of I-35. We're also in the process of figuring out what building a house looks like in Two Harbors. We've been having a lot of conversations with partners in the community. Mayor Swanson, for example, Nick at the land office for the county. There are some resources available through the U.S. Department of Agriculture that support building affordable housing in rural, smaller communities. So we're looking at how that might be a resource to get a house built in Two Harbors, potentially next year. I mean, right now we're in this, as an organization, the stage of we sort of established a baseline of what we can do project-wise and how do we carefully but, you know, consistently start growing that impact. And how do we start in serving four counties? Because we're, you know, not just Lake County, we're Carlton County, so around Cloquet. We're Southern St. Louis. We're Douglas County, Wisconsin. How do we serve these areas with these programs? And how do we, you know, expand what we can do here, but do it in a way that we can sustain it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming out. We're really appreciative to have this interview. And if people want to get involved, they have the resources to do so. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, folks, for doing this good work.
Announcing a reformed CAB, or Community Advisory Board. CAB is a group of citizens who assist us, Two Harbors Community Radio, in envisioning and developing our local programs. CAB members show us their support with their insight and input into what we need and where we should go. Starting in January, CAB will meet the second Tuesday of the month from 12 to 1 p.m. over the lunch hour, place to be determined each month. Would you like to be a CAB member? If so, please contact myself, Katya Gordon, at 218-290-5975 or call the station at 218-595-6195. Hope you decide to join us.
Welcome back to the High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon.
And I'm Sky Ronstadt.
And we are getting close to that time where we cap off the show. So, before we cap off the show, I want to thank the Two Harbors Area Fund for supporting the High School Show. And as we're coming into a new year, we are welcoming any business or any person or any entity at all that is willing to help support the Two Harbors Community Radio Station, and even specifically the Youth Radio Initiative, aka the High School Show, here on 99.5 FM. So if you're interested in supporting us, you can call 218-595-6195, or you can just stop into the Harbor Landing Building, the corner of 7th Avenue and 7th Street, and you can come right into our lovely, small, but homey studio and say what's up, because listener support is what keeps this station alive. But before we go, me and Sky both like the Eagles a lot.
We do.
They're very, very good. And we were like, we want to play Take It to the Limit. We found a very cool live version of it, live at the Capitol Center in Landover. What is MD? What state is that?
Maryland.
Landover, Maryland.
I think.
It's a 1977, 2017 remaster of a concert from 1977, because that performance, which is so good.
It was so epic.
It was so epic.
And you're about to listen to it.
You are about to listen to it. So, see y'all next week.
Listeners to KTWHLP can now hear timely detailed weather bulletins about extreme weather warnings from the National Weather Service, thanks to an upgraded emergency alert equipment that KTWH recently installed. This capability to share weather alerts will help listeners to 99.5 FM take precautions for their own safety as dire weather approaches the area. This station strives to provide emergency preparedness and emergency response information throughout our broadcast area. The purchase of KTWH's new emergency alert system equipment was made possible by a grant from the Two Harbors Area Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. Thanks also to our chief engineer Bruce Holman and primary assistant technician Tom Kohler for their efforts to install this new system.